Hello, it's Saturday, the 2nd of November in the year of our Lord, 2024. We're back. I'm back with another episode of our Election Week special and my guest today. We founded Liberty, well, he founded Liberty Tactics back in 2010, I think. We did many shows. We reported on Bilderberg together. My co-host, my best friend, brother, the one and only James
Got
Britpod.
buckles.
I miss you. James, where are you?
So, what's up?
We're
I feel
live. I just give you the
oh,
best introduction and you
right.
missed it.
I'm glad I wasn't here to miss it. Did you hear me swearing? No?
No, I
Okay.
didn't.
I tripped up as I was coming in the room. I had to get coffee.
Anyway,
Hello, everyone.
it's
Hello,
like old
everyone.
times and how much I miss you.
Oh, I miss you too. When was it that we started Liberty? That must have been 14 years.
2010.
That's depressing.
I think it was around 2010.
Yeah.
2010, we got kicked off a few networks because we attracted trolls. What
And
radios?
then
It was
yeah,
critical mass. It
and then
was.
there was the Olympics. The Olympics
Yes.
was big.
The Olympics was big.
We were
Then we
chatting
did
about that the other
Bilderberg.
day.
We did Bilderberg as well.
Yeah, Bilderberg, that was good. I
We
mean, it
went
was
up to,
good in
remember when
that,
we took,
you
we
know.
did the journey to central London and we had
Oh.
to go to Patrick Henningsen's film premiere in Brixton. I
Yep.
never forget it. You were like a little boy lost.
Well, I mean, it's London, isn't it?
I know.
I see.
Anywho.
I used to go up to London back in the 90s by myself with like a friend, and it was a lot different.
You see it now.
But anyway, yeah, that's okay.
Anywho, here we are,
I've got
elections.
memories.
Don't we? We have got some memories as well. Right, let's get on to this election. We've got so much to cover. We're going to start with, do you think there is going to, people are going to be able to get to vote on Tuesday? Do you think it will be over Tuesday, Wednesday? Is it going to continue? Are we going to have military in control? Because you're now an officially are a
I'm an
citizen of the
American
United
now.
States of America now, aren't you? You can
I am
vote.
an actual American, and I voted the other day in Tennessee. So in Tennessee, we have early voting, and there was long lines for the early voting where we drove out in the sticks a bit. When you vote on election day, you have to go to wherever they tell you to. So you know, for me, it's a school a few streets down. And then for Joe Blow across the street, you may have to go to a different place. That's how they do
Okay.
it on election day. But for early election, you get like a list. As I think I had four places that I could go to, and one was like, I don't know if it was like 10, 12 miles away. We just went there. It was a little sports academy out in the middle of nowhere. And
Okay.
it took about 45 minutes to vote, but it, you know, everybody was very polite and just lined up. Took the kids with us, and so that was like that's there's a lot of people doing that. Like I that used to be not nearly as prevalent as it is now. Like the whole early voting thing, the right is very much in on that. Like now, before it used to be like they would wait and vote on election day. And this time, everybody was so eager. Everybody's so desperate
Do you think
to
that could be
vote.
because of last year, you know, what happened last time, and in
Yeah.
case they try to disrupt the election some way, that they've at least managed to
Well,
cast their votes before? Do you think that's why, you know, the
it's a
right are.
combination. You know, with me, I work an hour away. I didn't want to have to, you know, on election day, drive all the way back after work. Then find my scent and then find that the line is 4 hours long and I miss it, you know? So, like, a lot of people are doing that. And also, I think, yeah, there's a lot of that where people want to make sure that there's plenty of time that if that button doesn't work or anything like that, you know, you've got you're 4 days early so you can make arrangements. And so I've seen that big time, which I've never seen before. And I've been following like US elections since 2016 closely. I've never seen so many people sort of making plans to make sure that, okay, how do I get to vote? So I think that's very good. Tennessee is kind of, it's a bit frustrating because Tennessee is so good at election integrity, like really good. Checking the ID twice, making sure you're on the register. The places that don't cheat are the ones that are really good at election integrity. And it would be nice if that was like all over the place so that everybody got like a fair shot at it. But it was a machine that you picked through. It was fairly simple. There was like nothing nonsensical about it. And then what it did was when you make your selection, you make sure it's fine on the screen. It prints it next to you, like on a roll. So it's a paper ballot that actually gets cast. And you get to see your physical paper ballot before it rolls past you. So if there was an error, you can correct it then. Like just the whole process was like really good. And I'm like, oh, so this is what like elections could be like. 'Cause like in England, when we voted, it was paper in the little community center. And that's
And we're
fine too.
always
I'm
using a
fine with that.
pencil, and we always used to say, take that pen.
So like, but this was a way that they had, it was technology, but it seemed very good, and everybody was, you know, it went very smoothly, and they had bipartisan poll workers. That was cool, right? But I know they're not doing that, you know, in Atlanta, for instance, where I think it was Atlanta was when they were covering up all the windows. Atlanta's about 3 hours from where I live, so that's
Okay.
close. That's about as
So what are
close as you're
your
going to get
thoughts?
in
What do you
America.
think? You know, they have to throw something. There's what, 3 days. When is
I
it?
don't
Vote
know.
on
It's
Tuesday.
very
What do you
like,
think is going to happen?
I don't know. I think it may be a perfect storm, and I'm hoping, because of course you have to realize as well that it was the mail-in ballots, which still exist in some places, but it is not as insane. And there is a problem with a lot of the pundits online. That will be like, oh, nothing was fixed. Nothing. There's been quite a lot of changes over the past few years. It's not nearly enough. It's not like a reform or anything, but there have been steps made in certain areas to try and fix something, right? So I don't think it physically can be quite as drastic as election night 2020, which I when. I mean, we talked about it at the time. Like, that was insane. That was like legit insane. I remember going home at like leaving work, and everybody was like, so like, oh yeah, this is in the bag, right? It was a statistical impossibility for anything but a Trump win, right? And then 11 o'clock, still, yeah, it's like there's not enough votes left that exist. That it's just okay, cool. And then you wake up and it's like, you see that hockey stick, and it's like, oh, cool. Like, you think, because it's always about the 3% cheat, right? Like, you have that tiny, like, little nudge. And this was just insane. At 3 or 4 in the morning, all over the country, right? So I don't think they can get away with that. I don't think they have the apparatus in place because they didn't have that COVID. And I mean, I don't know, because like you can talk about deep state and that, but it's also just a lot of really dumb people. You've got, I think they were really banking on being able to just arrest their political opponent and or destroying the political, you know, like the only people that I know that called Trump a felon are people that are like hardcore Democrats, right? Like everybody else. They know it's BS. And even if they don't like Trump, they're like, well, it's obvious that's just nonsense. So no one is even factoring that in, other than maybe giving him some street cred. Like, I don't know anybody that's normal or center or like undecided that actually puts any weight in that. But I think they thought that him having all these felonies was going to make him untouchable. I think that's why they convinced DeSantis to run. Which was a really dumb political move for DeSantis, because I think he would have been able to just walk into the presidency in 2028. And I think he was convinced, he was talked to that, like, look, he's not going to be running. You know, it's a physical impossibility that Trump's not going to be running, and that is only this year, right? So like, I think they were like, that was their their game plan all along. We're going to arrest him in the beginning of the year. He's going to become toxic. No one's going to. And then when that didn't work, everything else sort of sucked, right? They had spent the last 4 years looting the country and, you know, having their orgies and stuff at the White House and all this other crazy stuff that was public knowledge and it just debauchery. And like, they didn't make any contingency plans. I'm not sure. I was thinking about this morning because, you know, obviously in 2020, we had the BLM riots. We had the Antifa was all over the place. And I'm wondering
COVID
why we've
as
not
well.
seen or heard. Well, yeah, there was COVID, but I'm talking about like.
Oh, yeah. On the,
getting ready for the election, right? And
yeah.
there has been absolutely none of that. And I'm thinking, well, is that because they've not activated it? Because if they did, it would make Kamala look even weaker and then, you know, destroy her chances even more. Or are they all waiting to be activated
afterwards?
Yes,
it. That's Are they waiting until after just to?
But you also have to look at the psychological thing, which I think is a big difference and a big factor, and a lot of people don't realize. In 2020, a lot of normal people were committing voter fraud, right? Like, yes, you had your election. I forget the name of the. You know it with pulling the boxes out and all that, but you had a lot of just, you know, on the boots on the ground fraud of, you know, poll workers trashing ballots and people doing lots of drop off. There was a lot of that sort of stuff going, and I'm wondering, and they knew it was illegal at the time, but I think there was also probably like a lot of Trump derangement syndrome where they were thinking, oh, it's going to be so freaking good to have Biden in. He's going to take care of me. It's going to be kick ass. I'm going to do whatever it takes to get the, you know, Sleepy Joe in. And then what happened is we've had 4 years of everybody suffering, not being able to afford food, groceries, and all of those poor people that they got to cheat. Like, did they have really good lives in the last 3.5 years? I would wager most haven't, right? So I'm wondering, like, and the same with the Antifa people. Of course, a lot of those are rich kids, but like, how many of those people just they haven't got it in them? It's like, you know what? It sucked the last 3.5 years. I'm not going to put my neck on the line. I'm hoping it's a bit like that, you know? So if that is the case, and it's down to a fact of they literally can't get the people or enough people to make that sort of put your head on the chopping block. So
they
or
have had
if
some
it doesn't
though,
work.
Haven't they? They have
Oh
had
yeah,
already
there's,
had
and
voter
there's going
fraud
to
caught.
be. There's going to be. I just think the scale that we saw isn't possible, but I think the voter turnout scale is going to be much higher than it was. I'm hoping anyways.
I mean, just from here, seeing the momentum that's going on out there, it's just incredible to
and
see.
The poll, I know polling is kind of BS, but like if the fudged fixed vote polling is also that kind of crummy for them, because you have to, you know, they, I forget the
I can't
number
believe
that
that
they.
She's even up into like 40% and stuff. Like, I don't think that's even correct. I do not, I can, I don't see it. I don't understand how anybody cannot see the
Yeah,
nonsense
well,
that she
you've
is.
got.
The, you know, like, surely there aren't that many idiots.
Oh, yeah, there is. But then there's
also. But then there's so many who just don't want Trump because they're dark and they know that Trump's clearing stuff up.
That's the big one, is just it's going to be, and this was a bit like that in 2020, although people fondly thought of Biden because of his connection to Obama, and love him or hate him, like Obama was pretty smooth. I think he was probably the most destructive force that came into America, just with the culture of turning the country so that it hates itself, which is really, you know, bad. But like, the guy was very smooth, could talk, and the economy hadn't trashed, because we were talking about you know, back in the 2014s, like, hyperinflation's coming, like, how nothing can stop what it is. And of course Trump came in and somehow managed to put the brakes on that, but like, it was all set up for just like a, you know, a tanked hyperinflation economy, right? But people have the positive, so I could see that with Biden. But now it's literally you're going to get the mega mentally handicapped, which will be like, oh, she's a woman, and then not that that's it, or
Yeah.
then you just got the people that hate Trump. So it's like that is their policy goal, is that they hate Trump. So,
There's a
which was the
video. I
policy
don't
go?
go on.
No, I was just gonna say that was the policy last time, and we, you know, the country sucked. So like, if that means that much, and there is videos of interviews of people being like, you know, I wake up and I hate Trump, and I go to bed and I hate, and for those people, you know, you're not getting through to them, but also like it. They don't care that a carton of eggs costs $12. You know, they're on a different plane of existence, man.
I saw a video. I think they're called the Loonies, these couple of lads, and they went around. They went into a democratic area and were swapping Kamala Waltz-Hines with Trump.
Right.
You should have seen them. There's this one family that came out, and he goes, "Oh, sorry. Shall I just move it down? Have I moved it in the wrong place?" She went, "No, get that off our land now. Get that off our land." And then an old man comes out with walking stick, shouting and everything else. And he's going around. They went, "All right, easy, granddad, easy, granddad." And the woman goes, "Don't you turn around and call my father a granddad." I mean, it was absolutely just the triggering. And they said they, you know, that they're trying to be a non-partial, but they have done the same thing in, you know, Trump land in a conservative state, Republican. And he said, and the difference, you know, the Trump supporters will make a joke and have a laugh about it, but the Democrats, it absolutely enrages them.
Well,
And the
yeah,
only thing you
it
need to
is.
ask these people is like, why are you voting for her? What policy do you agree? And they're just, they can't say.
No, like TDS is 100% true. But the amount of people that I'm speaking to and seeing that they're like, you know what? Like, I don't like Trump at all. But I'm voting. The guy knew how to run a country. And like I said, with Obama, I could understand if he was here right now, that people wanting to have that, I can understand that being an argument, because you know he came on, the country hadn't been destroyed yet. His changes were like a lot of underhanded, like cultural shifts, which came about as those kids grew up that got, you know, messed up in school. But like it's a bit like you know, Bill Clinton and George Bush Senior, like they were running off of the fantastic work that happened in the 80s in America, you know. So with the economy and markets and everything, you've got like a wave, right? So you can trash something and you won't really notice it until like you did that like a couple of years ago, but it takes a while, right? I'm actually really surprised that they were able to so thoroughly trash the economy and everything in just a few years, because it was in a really decent state. And I think their job figures came in yesterday, and it's 13,000 for the month for the entire country. So it's just,
crazy.
and you
That's
know, those,
crazy.
yeah. And you know, that's going to be like, you know, second fast food jobs and things like that, because people are having to work two or three jobs to pay for like basic necessities. I tell you, it's like, it's insane when I'm going through my bills and things, and I'm like, I should have some savings. It's like, I'm not living vicariously or anything, you know. I on paper, my job is pretty good. There should be, but everything is insane. Everything is, you know, interest rates are so high, the price of just the very basic food is so high. Like, people are hurting. So,
Well, it's much the same
you
here.
have to have like really, really firm derangement syndrome to think that, you know what, another 4 years would be awesome of this, which unfortunately there is. But I agree with you. I think the real numbers would probably be like maybe 35%, maybe 30, and that's because of your California, your New York, you know. But so many of the blue collar workers and stuff are just like, they're done. They're not even, you know, they're not even bothering. They're not even bothering with the Democrats anymore.
It's interesting that the people that are sort of coming out now and endorsing Kamala, all literally single one has been implicated in the Diddy freak-offs.
Yeah, you know which one of them has been bummed by Diddy on camera.
Yeah, basically.
It's happening.
Basically.
Yeah.
Go on, sorry.
No, it's okay. I was just going to say, it's really weird how, like, that is legit all they have is that, hey, we got celebrities that got bummed by Diddy. So
they're even marketing it.
Pick us.
Yeah, but the Harris campaign are putting out free Beyonce concert, and not one of them, apart from Megan Thee Stallion, who went and twerked, none of them, they've all just come out. Don't look, it's not a convincing.
You saw that everybody was so upset with that Beyonce thing because she just literally came out, gave like a speech, and then left. And everybody, see, this was, they were doing this, I forget who it was, they did it in Atlanta and stuff, where it was like a concert, and then as soon as the whoever the star was done, half of the people just left because they weren't there. They don't give a crap about the politics.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
just want a free concert, you know. And it's just such a weird thing. It's like it's almost like a cross section because they always say like Trump voters are stupid, and you know. Well, I mean, there is a certain element that people are going to be, maybe there's going to be some that are, you know, working class, they work in a factory, they're not like doctorates or anything, right? But they all know basic economy, you know, you work and just basic.
I'm sure
things,
they know right from wrong. I'm sure that they can understand
like
that men should have been playing
not,
in women's sports and.
They're,
You know, the absolute
well, it's just
depravity of the Democratic Party.
Even just like, you know, the consequences of one's actions, right? So you don't have to be a professor to, like, you know that you have to work and get a paycheck, pay your taxes, and be able to afford rent and stuff. You know, you have to have that very fundamental sort of how to exist as a human being. And those people across the board, left or right, are tending to be like, holy shit, I can't afford groceries. I can't afford, my rent is tripled, you know? That's what they're concerned about. But they're still marketing everything down to like, Bam Bam say music, you know, like just lobotomized children. And then you've got the intellectual elite, which of course, you know, they're your college professors and that. They're all going to be like blue balls deep into it, right? But the large mass of people are almost lobotomized at this point because it's like they don't, they're sort of, like I say, they're just blaming their suffering today and in the last 4 years on somebody that isn't in power. And it takes a very special sort of mental retardation to like to do that mental gymnastics because it's like, dudes. North Carolina and Hurricane Helene. We lived in the path of that.
I was about to come
right
to that. I wanted to talk to you about that because there was weather modification used. There were grids in the sea and the ocean. And it was bad in Tennessee, was it not?
Oh, right next to my son's school doesn't exist anymore. So like it came right through us. It was very strange how like one road may be completely fine. A bit of debris on the ground, and then the next row doesn't exist. We actually went to a function the other day for the kids. One of the local farms all around that farm, the farm is mostly destroyed, but, you know, they're very Christian around here, and they set up a thing for the kids. And we drove through, we had to go through like a rocky path that still existed because the main roads don't exist anymore. And the devastation is incredible. And this also made me think of the train derailment a couple of years ago.
Yes.
The absolute open contempt that you must have that you're running the country, right? And ecological disaster happens and you do the bare minimum of helping in any way. Like it's, you know, I think she was doing that Sex Who's Your Daddy podcast while people were floating in the river down the street from me, dead. You know, it's messed up. And North Carolina was, I believe, a swing state. I'm not sure if it. I can't see anybody voting legitimately for that now. Like after seeing, like, you know, people on both sides were wiped out by this thing. You know, tens of thousands of people's lives. It was horrific.
Yeah. Christine messaged me and she said that people, like private citizens, wanted to go and help with the rescue missions with their helicopters or what have you. They were told they couldn't do it. Then you saw that Black Hawk helicopter come down and hover over those tables of aid. I mean,
It's not just, it's played off as neglect, not neglect, but like just incompetence. And it's not. Like there is something very insidious where you've got all of the apparatus at hand for the US. Like we've got a lot of everything, right? Like we got a lot of government. There's no shortage of government. We got military resources, we've got FEMA, we've got all these resources. To be able to have such a poor response, it's beyond the pale of anything that is accidental. It's got to be like intentionally making these people suffer. And it's not just because of North Carolina, because there was the train derailment. It's like, if it hurts America, if it hurts Americans, we're all for it. That's what it seems like to me. Like looking at it, you would at least have some sort of like positive response from government to try and help in these disasters. And the only places that are getting any are, you know, if you happen to be lucky enough to live in a decent state like Tennessee, we're not the richest state, but, you know, we've been able to repair some of the roads. DeSantis in Florida was all over that. He got his, you know, he got his state in order very quickly. The response was great. But to have all of these resources, all of this wealth that we have in America, and to have disasters like that happen and nothing happens. But like, what the heck are we paying our taxes for? Like, that's legit insane to me. And I can't see how anybody would be able to, with a straight face, say that, like, if Trump was in charge, it would have been worse, right? Like, you can say all the things you want about him. He would tend to, like, be on that, at least trying to get some sort of help there. And it was almost open contempt, like, just coming out of them about the disaster in North Carolina and Tennessee from that hurricane. So it does make you wonder, like, did they do this on purpose? Like, did they steer that in there? Because if you did, then I can see you not wanting to undo what you just did, right? Like, oh, I wouldn't have steered it there if I was going to help them, you know? It seems very strange.
Well, there's another storm brewing. There's another one brewing up in the ocean around sort of like the Caribbean.
Right.
And the islands at the moment, and it is building, and they're looking at it Monday. And I watched that, you know, Ryan Hall, right. Y'all, he's the guy, he's brilliant.
And
I was watching all the storm chasers as well. I got like, it was ridiculous. The storm chasers are in the eye of the storm in like Florida when it was all kicking off. And it's just insanity. These guys are standing there, they've got electric coming down. Right in the eye of the storm, and that was all like via Ryan Hall, because he does it, and then he goes off to all the storm chasers, and he's predicting that he's going to be live on Monday reporting on the storm that's going to be brewing.
See, this
just
is
in time.
This is why you have to get out and early vote, I guess. But like, I think Tennessee's early voting is closed now. I saw there was that shenanigans in Pennsylvania where they were shutting down the lines early.
Yeah, 1 o'clock or something. Course, they said the voting booth was shut at 1:30.
Yeah, and it's supposed to go on to 5, so they got it extended to today. I think a lot of people are doing that for that. I'm hoping for a huge turnout on voting day, and if it is a huge turnout, I can't see it being a huge voting turnout by Democrats, simply because, you know, they were the ones doing the early voting before. That I'm pretty sure they wouldn't say, "Oh, suddenly the parties are flipped and we're going to only vote on election day." I don't see that. So maybe they've done all theirs through mail-in voting and, you know, all their deceased relatives as well. But if there isn't any huge shenanigans and he does win, then you have to wonder, like, that's weird. That, you know, that that's going to go smoothly.
Yeah, I mean,
But
we had.
I'm trying to think back to like 2016, and like, was there any shenanigans between? I think everyone was in shock in 2016.
Yeah.
I was fully expecting them to pop him off when he was, you know, swearing in, because I'm like, they're not going to let an outsider in, you know. But I don't know. It's very strange. And then you
It
have
is
these
very strange.
assassination attempts.
I think we're going to. I think
Well, if you
something's
look
got
at
on us
it,
like on a knife. It's like, what's going to happen?
I need to quit drinking, but that ain't happening until
Yeah.
January 20th. Okay, like the stress is kind of it's a very strange feeling, because like I should be feeling good just because everybody is. You have no idea like how many people you talk to, and everybody is just trying to get through to election day, which is weird, right? Usually it's just like, oh, bloody election year, and everyone's fed up with it. Everybody is struggling so much that they're like, and I deal with in my business, I deal with a lot of entrepreneurs, business owners that hire other people, and all of them are just like, we're waiting. Like they are not making money. They're struck. They're trying to keep their employees' jobs together, and you know, across the board, pretty much, out of all the business owners that I know, they're like, gotta get it through to November
Yeah.
5th. Because if on November 5th we know that we're gonna have like somebody that actually is not gonna destroy the country, then I can manage to hold my business together until next January, and we can start, you know,
I mean,
getting back on track.
it
And
affects the
that's
whole world.
depressing, man. Yeah.
It's not just affecting you. It affects the whole world and what happens on Tuesday. And
Well,
I've God's in control. God, is fully in control right now. The nonsense and the lunacy that we're seeing at the moment. People have got to, as we know, people have got to reach the point where it's starting to affect them. As you say, the whole country's feeling it. The whole country's here feeling it. Everything is on a knife edge at the moment. And what happens Tuesday will determine the course of for the rest of the world, not just America.
Well, I
This is
mean,
having the biggest knock-on effect ever. And I think God
well,
is in
just
control. It will all come right. I really do. I don't believe there's going to be the 15-minute cities. I'm not buying the central bank digital currencies. It ain't going to happen. God's in control. He's got this. I just know it.
Well, I mean, yeah, well, look at the assassination attempt is just absolutely insane. I was at home, or was on my way home from work when that happened.
Do you know who
Maybe I
was
was,
in the crowd?
and
Do you know who was in the crowd standing behind Trump? Vincent Fosca.
who's
Do you remember
that?
during the Q post and they said he was JFK Jr., the Vincent
Oh
Fosca, the guy with the
with
little
the hat. Yeah,
hat?
with tr yeah,
He was
Trump kept
there. He was
mentioning
there that day. I haven't
Trump kept
seen
mentioning
him.
him.
I haven't seen him since all of the Q post at a rally. There
Yeah, I
has I
remember
haven't
seeing
seen
him
him. And there he
in the
was.
video, and I'm like, holy shit, what are the chances? But like the
That made me think,
that's
is
like
this real? That's what was making me think. Is this actual?
the
Why is Vincent Fosca? It's the first one he's appeared at.
the BlueAnons are there saying that, you know, they shot his ear on purpose. Anybody that's this has to come from people that have no idea about ballistics, weapons,
Yeah.
or guns. Like, no. Like a bullet is a little bit of lead, or you know, brass, whatever, and it's packed into a brass shell full of gunpowder. It's an explosive device, and that fires off. There is so many variables after that point that making that shot on a still target is there's maybe
I
a
mean, he
handful
was
of people
so, I
in
mean,
the
it wasn't
world,
it like
but
millimeters away, millimeters
yeah,
away.
making that, and he was a moving target. Like, you know,
Yeah.
that's the thing. Like, it wasn't making a target, because I've seen some people try and do the shot. A couple of people were able to do the shot on a mannequin at that distance, right? The mannequin's completely still, right? Like
Yeah.
the and there was two shots. One went past the front of his
That's
head, and the
right.
other one went past and hit his ear, right? So like, you can't fake that. Even if you wanted to say, oh, it's Q team, blah 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 blah, and they had, Like, no, you physically.
No, I do believe
do
that. It was
that.
Just
that
so
is,
weird that Vincent Foster
it
was
was.
there that
No,
day.
yeah. I'm just saying, like, on either side, no, you couldn't. Like, it is a
No.
physical impossibility. And the high speed cameras, which that was interesting that like TV crews like CNN were there when they never go to any. So I think they fully intended to televise
An
the
on-air
president of the United States
assassination.
getting his head absolutely just blown apart on screen,
Yeah.
and traumatizing, tens of millions of. And you know they would have wheeled that into schools just like 9/11, Trump. Like that is, I think that was their backup. And
And
then
then you
when
had
that
the
fell
other dude at
through,
Mar-a-Lago. Interesting, the connections with BlackRock. He was over in Ukraine, campaigning for Ukraine. I do believe there was somebody arrested the other day who turned up
and
somewhere.
there's probably dozens of other instances that
Exactly,
have
yeah.
been thwarted before that. But yeah, I do believe God is like. And my boy, he's 8 years old now, and he's like, that's got to be God. Like, no one could do that. You know, no one's
Oh,
Superman.
wow.
I'm like, there is no explanation. That is just absolutely insane. I mean,
He's God's
there's a
David.
couple of,
He's God's chosen
yeah,
David.
there's a bullet in one of the Civil War archives somewhere. I forget whereabouts it is, but basically in the Civil War, where two bullets were shot and collided in air and hit each other and basically welded together. It makes me think of that because I've seen so many gun experts and ballistic experts try and recreate that of firing. And even with like jigs and all this high speed, all this stuff set up to fire the bullets at the right time and get the trajectory right and all of the other things that you need when you're talking about ballistics, and they can't get two bullets to like hit and fuse together. It's one of those things where it's like chaos theory or whatever. Like the chances are so infinitesimally small, and it's very similar to this. It's like that of the head moving in just the right place where it hit him, created blood. Because if it hadn't have hit him, people would have just said it was fake, right? Like the whole like, oh, they just fired a gun to make him look good, right? Like that's what would have happened. It was undeniable that that was a real attempt at his life, right? People died in the audience, right? It was brutal. The chance of that happening, it's beyond measure. So I think God was in control then, and that's why I'm thinking it's like, if God was there to stop that, then I'm hoping that he's going to see it through, and we're going to get Trump back, and then goodness gracious, like that's going to be a whole different ball game. You're going to be busy, Lou, because I don't think the deep state and the media is going to lay down and be like, oh, okay, you guys won.
Yeah,
It's
no.
going to be interesting though.
It is
It's
going to
going to
be
be
interesting.
interesting.
This is the whole world is teaching on this. This is
Yeah.
like World War III. He is the. There isn't anybody else that can stop this. There isn't.
I tell you what though, I'm sort of if it does all go through well, we'll see. But JD Vance, when he announced him, I was like, okay, and then I was impressed. Like after Pence, like I always thought Pence was a creepy piece of garbage, right?
Yeah.
Like there was never any point that I was enthusiastic about that. But you watch JD Vance on like, Rogan. Was he on Theo? I can't
Yeah,
remember if he was
he
on
was on
Theo or not.
Theo as well.
And
I had Tamara Leon day before
yeah,
yesterday, and she's involved in the January 6th, and she was saying Vance hasn't spoken up for the J6.
Well, I think he's from hearing him, and he seems like a pretty decent bloke.
Yeah,
So I'm
the more
hoping
I was
that.
hearing of him, the more I started liking him. She's like, I am a bit
Yeah, well,
wary
we'll
of his
see,
wife
right?
gave me the heebie-jeebies a little bit. Just her body language when
Right.
she was on
Well, it could
stage.
also be that she's not. She doesn't want anything to do with politics or
Yeah,
whatever.
fair
I don't know, but
shout.
he seems like very. I mean, for you to sit down and shoot the shit for 3 hours, like
Yeah.
Trump and him did, That's pretty impressive. So we'll see. But I'm hoping that, because you have to also think that like a lot of people don't. It's a weird situation. Like especially the J6 stuff. Like the amount of propaganda. Like that was very well planned.
It's
That
disgraceful.
entire thing.
They're
Just the
still in
response
prison, you
to
know.
it.
They're still sitting in
Oh yeah,
prison.
and they still talk like all across. Like it was literally the worst thing ever to ever have happened to anyone. And when you look at it outside of the agent provocateurs that were obviously feds because they weren't arrested, the ones, doing violent stuff and
Well, there
causing
was that
violence.
dude. Who was the dude? What's his name? The one with the baseball cap talking to the young lads at the beginning. And you saw in
Oh, I forget
previews.
the yeah,
Oh, what
the
was his bloody name?
I
Race.
Ides or I Ray Ides or something. Yeah, that guy.
Ray.
Like all of
Ray.
the
Yeah.
race, yeah, whatever. But all these guys that were actually doing things that you could say, oh, well, that guy shout, like they were like left alone. And then there was the one guy on the megaphone. Remember, he was I forget who he was Antifa, but he was like,
Ray
on
Epps.
Ray Epps. There was that little skinny guy that was on video, like, come on, storm the building. Like he was like legit a Democrat operative, right? So like that was very, very well staged, that entire thing, and the after. And they've kept up with the programming because they're still doing commercials like now, like, oh, he sent armed people to the dude. If Trump sent armed people to the Capitol, you'd know about it, right? Like literally all of his supporters probably have a whole arsenal is a word they like to use, but everyone's got like, especially in Tennessee, we all got like we're all packing, right? Like if that was really the case, you would know about it. The fact that it wasn't means that it's bullshit, right? Like no one was storming the storming the Capitol or anything. That was all nonsense. They still kept that going. That must have been such a giant operation. They must have been working on that. There was probably teams working on that for a long time
There was someone who dropped off the duffel bag, didn't
before
they,
the
with the
election.
pipe bomb?
Oh, the fake
With
pipe bombs,
the
yeah.
fake
And
pipe
that
bomb,
was
yeah.
outside. Yeah, like literally anything that you could say, oh, that was a legit crime. There was no prosecutions there. They've just been
No.
arresting grandmas and like, so that was nonsense. But the psyop behind it is very real. I can sort of see why somebody would stay away from it until we're in a situation where, because it's not just you saying something, right? You've got that propaganda engine is absolutely insane. It would be interesting to see what happens with that. Trump said that he's going to release them, right?
Yeah.
On day one. I'm pretty
Yeah,
sure
he
he has.
did. And do you
So
know what I believe?
we're
Just go on.
I was just going to say we'll have to wait and see with a lot of this stuff, but I would hope that there's going to be a lot of lawsuits, and those people deservedly sue the crap out of the federal government and get rich, because that is and I was also looking at the chap that was arrested for doing the meme where he says, oh, voting day is Wednesday,
Yeah.
and he got 7 months in
Yeah,
prison for
but
that.
the Democrats have been doing it nonstop. There's been
Oh
so
yeah,
many
they
doing it at the
always do.
moment.
They always do it. And it's like, do you think that Trump's going to get in and then he's going to be like, that's what I would do because I'm vindictive. I would be like, I'd find wherever that judge was and that sentence that man for that meme. And then I would have, there was one with some Asian comedian that she did one wearing a hat, had the printed badges, all that. Basically the exact same joke that, go out on Wednesday or Thursday and vote, right? I'd be like, right, arrest her, take her to that judge who prosecuted the other chap, but then I'm vindictive, so I don't think that's going to happen. But if it
Talking of
was
court
me.
cases and judges, obviously we've got the Diddy stuff. We've been following it. I did a show with Mark Devlin. I think it was the
Right.
day Cassie's lawsuit went in, and we're talking about the Boulay, the Black Mafia. And
Right.
we did a really good show. And obviously Mark Devlin, he's English, he's British, he's our age. He was over at Bad Boy Studios. There's pictures of him sitting with Aaliyah and a young Destiny's Child in Bad Boy Studios. And he knows back in that day, kind of the hip hop era, before you had, the gangster rap and like what it is today.
Yeah, like early hip hop, yeah.
Early hip hop, yeah. So, and we did the show, and then obviously we did a very deep dive into Cassie's video, Cassie's lawsuit. Then this video was released, well, it was released about 4 years ago, of Jonathan Oddie being interviewed after he'd gone in and shot up the Trump Miami Duran hotel. He got thrown in prison. He went to Miami-Dade. He was interviewed. His police interview came out and he said he was a pimp. No, he wasn't. He wasn't a pimp. He was a sex slave for Diddy. He's been locked up there for about 6 months. He said Diddy was trafficking, human trafficking. He was putting coke in the Ciroc vodka, moving guns around. You know, Rico, this is, and he was saying about Rick Ross, DJ Khaled and all of them, you know, they're gay. And he was, and do you know what? That was in, I think it was 2018. It was 2016 or 2018. I can't remember that this interview. He has not been in front of a judge. He has all these court dates come up and it just, he doesn't go and it's adjourned. He is still sitting in Miami-Dade waiting to go in front of a judge.
Yeah.
Since 2016. He's being kept as a witness. But I do believe all of this, the public, I mean, we know what these people get up to. We did enough with Bill Maloney and everything, didn't we? I mean, we went down some dark places, even with the Hampstead stuff, didn't we? And
yeah.
But the public are shocked of what they're hearing about coming out of Diddy and how disgusting it is. Well, we also know what really went on Epstein Island underneath, down there. There was disgusting experiments going on because Jeffrey Epstein was his thing. You know, eugenics and everything else. And he was really close with Bill Gates. And there wasn't just human sacrifice. There was the worst of the worst. There's things you can't believe went on that island. We haven't had the list of who his clients were. We haven't had the atrocities. And I do believe that all this coming out for Diddy is softening the blow. Because I do believe it will be all released.
Do you think this is, because the whole Diddy stuff, you can say it's you could say it was a psyop to distract people. I don't think so, because this is when these giant blackmail rings go down, that's like a lot of assets burnt, and that's like having a box full of marbles and throwing it everywhere.
We're watching
saying,
the end.
I'm in control, right? So I'm wondering, like, the chances of this happening when it did, and the awakening of just the normal public, like the public now, it's not just us, because we've been doing this for like 14 years, right? We've been saying this.
Yeah.
But like the public, when so-and-so will, you know, back Kamala or whatever, endorse Kamala, the like just the normal Joe Blow on the street is like, oh, he must be a pedo. Like, this never used to happen. Like, it's so well saturated now that these people's, their names, I would say their endorsements, other than for these, you know, what I was saying, these man children, lobotomized adults that, like, they're almost brain dead. For like the majority of everyone across the country, like, and the world, like, their sway is so small now because they've been exposed over the past 10, 15 years.
The shit that we used to take, and even from my own family, even up to a few years ago, oh yeah, and of course Hillary Clinton's going to be arrested. Yeah, she's a paedophile. Everyone's a paedophile. You know, you'd be mocked and laughed at, and we're kind of being vindicated now.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
I do believe
it's become
this is
mainstream.
Yeah, this is softening, but I do believe we will get to the Epstein stuff. Will be coming out, and the public are going to be horrified, and they wouldn't have been able to accept it because it's so bad. And I think this is softening. This is the start.
It's
the
end. It's interesting that this would even get
Lord Julian Grange, you know, head of Universal. He was. Do you remember the old Cecil G shops for men? Cecil G back in like the 80s and 90s. It was like a bit like a top man, but it was a bit more designery. Do you remember that, Cecil G? Well, that's his father, Lucian Charles Grange, who was knighted by the Queen, was head of the UK's Universal. He is now head of all of Universal. He has been implicated in so many lawsuits. We're watching the total and utter destruction of Hollywood right now. We are totally, it is gone.
The credibility is not just not there, it's a negative. Like if I see a celebrity, and it's not just me, but if I see a celebrity, There's very few exceptions where they seem to still have some sway, like Taylor Swift, obviously, she's
Oh,
got a
God.
hardcore following. But like majority of people that I know, they have got such small, what was it? They just everyone pretty much thinks that Hollywood is just accessible, which it is. But like that was very much not the case a few years ago. So that's very interesting. And with somebody like Diddy, I can't see the enemy, if they were in charge and control, having that case go to light, because, like I say, you can burn your assets, that's fine, but to burn an asset at that level, there's so many. You got to think people like Diddy don't like, did they not, were they just that stupid that they didn't make contingencies? Or they do have contingencies and it still happened, which means, you know, that because it's blackmail upon blackmail, everyone's blackmailing each other, it's just a giant
And he was a
cesspool.
fair, you know,
And
he was involved in the FBI. You know, he was the, you
yeah.
know, we had Epstein during the 90s and the 2000s.
So
So
like
many of them have flipped over.
that sort
I
of
think
thing
it's over.
happening,
I think the
yeah,
three
there's
letter
something.
agencies are over and their
I hope
assets are
so.
over.
And then maybe it was basically, well, this would be down your alley of the whole Q thing, would be that, you know, they had all this in place and they were like, yeah, if we don't step back and let these bozos take over the country, they're going to burn it down. Like, this was going back to the cheating, and this is outside of Q, but just with mental psychology, you had all these people hyped up. They had been deranged about Trump for the past 4 years. They were willing to do absolutely anything to make sure he didn't get in. Because I remember watching all these videos of poll workers going mental, and you would see them foaming at the mouth, and you know, all these people volunteering so that they could, you know, destroy ballots and stuff. I just can't see that sort of fever being around after 4 years of suffering with being able to pay your bills and stuff. The amount of people that are worked up and sort of like just in a frenzy of wanting to burn stuff down and go after Trump, like it's just not there, because we've lived through it. We've had their guys in charge, and you know, that those people are still struggling to pay for rent. They still, you know, they it's much worse now, you know. So like I think a lot of that motivation of like of the dregs to sort of kick up and burn everything down, is just not there. Like, everybody is sort of downtrodden right now. So it may be more of a whimper, you know, that apparatus may not be there for the elite to use to, you know, they may be able to fill a couple of buses full of Antifa to burn something down, but like that, there just seems to be a lot less of that, you know.
If anyone
I'm
kicks off, it's going to be the activated, like the immigrants who were there. You know, they've got
well,
so
that
many
is
people
that's
coming,
the
and that's it, really. I think every
yeah,
American can feel it. Every single American feels it.
that is the concern, right? Because we've had anywhere from 10 to 20 million
That's insanity.
illegals in the country in the last few years, and no matter what they may say, like the vast majority of them is single age fighting men, right?
That's the same here.
Fighting age single men, right? Like, it's not families. There's a lot of kids coming in and disappearing, and that's absolutely horrific. What was it, 300,000 so far that
Well, so
they
yeah,
know
but you
came
can
in,
probably
and they
double
don't know
that
where they are
though.
now.
You could probably double
Double,
that now.
triple,
Those are just the
whatever,
numbers
right?
that are
Yep.
coming in from officials.
The scale of like human horror that is going on with that is absolutely disgraceful. But like, that makes you wonder, like, because we know it was, the intention is for voting, one of the intentions, right? But and they're definitely not, because those people are going to go out and vote. It's because then they have names that they can make ballots for, and that's how they do it. Like, none of those people are going to vote illegally, or very few. It's going to be the apparatus that let them in they'll be like, okay, this is, we've got a new name to make a voting record for. That's what their plan will be, right? It's very insidious, but like those people are in the country now, and it's like that all over Europe, right? If there is going to be some sort of like uprising, that's a lot of people that have no attachment to the country. Like here, if you're left or right, or you've still got families and connections, there still is that unity in that. But if you've got people coming in that you're basically nothing to them, the culture is nothing to them, the land is nothing to them, in that there's no roots there, that's a dodgy ass situation to put yourself in, and no one should put their situ put that no one should want that situation for their country on either side, right? Like that's very strange. Like that would be the only thing that I can see, is if you wanted to destroy a country, that's how you would do it, right? You would, that's how like militaries throughout history have done that, where you would have, you know, if you conquered a land, you wouldn't have the people of that conquered land be the police force for you. You would have an outside military police that land, and you'd move people around because you don't want to have pissed off locals that hate you being the ones in charge of your country, right? You that's not how it's done. That's very much what it looks like it's happening, and that is the unknown. Like I say, from what I've seen, from like the Antifa lot, the BLM type, I'm not seeing any of that motivation there. They try
true.
Every now and then, but that mass of powder kegs, it just doesn't seem to be there. It
unless
could be
they're waiting
that it's
for the
all
day, unless they're waiting for
they,
the day in the
yeah,
afternoon. But
there's
you
that.
and I,
But
you and I were
it
talking
could also
about.
be that they're not. It could also be that they're not doing it because they've got, you know, 10 million extra people in that.
Maybe
they just have to throw some machetes and some guns in their hands and then say, "Go at it, boys." And then
I mean, you
see.
And I were talking back in when we started Liberty Tactics. We used to talk about the global agenda, bring people in, you know, their culture difference, the language barriers and everything else. And we were talking, this was the global, this was it. This was the new world order. That was their plan. We are the
yeah,
liberties. This is where we are.
Yeah. And it's so.
Everything
I mean,
is, as David Icke used to say when he used to come on, everything is backwards. Upside
yeah.
down completely.
Yeah.
What are you
so
thinking about this? Sorry, go on.
No, go.
I wanted just to know
depressed.
how you're finding the school. How are the kids' schools? Are they having much of this trans nonsense in there? Because it's in every single school. It's across all lessons now. It's a whole school approach. You can't take your kids
where I am,
those lessons.
Where I am in Northeast Tennessee, no. I'm not saying that some of the teachers may not have that sort of persuasion, not that we've seen, but it wouldn't go down well. But you know, that's not saying, you know, I definitely, if I lived up north, like anywhere near Boston, New York, California, on the other side of the country, like I would not be sending my kids to school at all. But
I think
where
I'd
we
move
are,
if I was in California. I can't imagine anybody
it's such a shame because
decent
that's
in
such a beautiful,
California.
it's such a beautiful state.
Yeah.
It's, and there's a lot of patriots there, but it's just what can you do? Like that would be like a long-term switch, I would think. I just can't see that corruption is so ingrained there. But like
what?
the state itself is so beautiful. But yeah, like where my kid goes to school, it's fine. And everyone's head is on the swivel, like around here. Like if anything happened like that, the community would know about it very quickly.
What's your
Whereas
governor
you're
like?
so open. He's all right.
What about abortion laws?
Yeah, I've not needed an abortion, so
I was just checking. I wasn't sure. I wasn't sure.
I think it's pretty much like it is in most of the nation, where, you know, sane heads are, you know, they have the the exceptions for like, either very early or if it's like, rape or incest and all that, which it's that's such an a small percentage that happen. But it's definitely not like Virginia, which, Virginia was that was the one where the governor was saying that, if you have your baby and you don't want it, we'll put it to the side and let nature sort itself out.
And when
Like,
Trump said
it's
that
nothing
at the rally,
crazy.
they crucified all the, you'd see that joy read. I mean, I can't watch anything. When they do some of the clips from
It's
CNN,
insane how
MSNBC,
they
it's just shocking.
there
And
is like insane levels of gaslighting where
the
like
lying, though,
literally,
they're
yeah,
saying
it's
Trump's right, but
literally video.
yeah,
There's
there's a video
video,
of him.
audio,
Yeah.
camera, and then some of the, I mean, with Harris, with the oh, I'm pro-gun. I've always been pro-gun. Literally, like 3 days earlier, she's on camera saying, "Oh, we're gonna go and do door-to-door confiscation." Like it used to be that the politicians would have to be like, "Oh fuck, I hope they forget about that thing that I said 5 years ago," right? But this is like literally the next day they'll say something completely different and just gaslight the crap
Absolutely.
out of
And
you.
the thing is, I
And
saw a
it's
video with the eating the dogs. Right, I saw a
yeah.
video with people stealing a cat and taking it
Oh yeah,
off.
there's
Right? And Trump was right.
they live stream it, TikToks of
Yeah.
them cooking like a cat. I've seen so many cat, and this is like just this is not me looking for it. There's just a lot of cat cooking videos out there.
And there's also what I loved is they're eating the dogs because the guy meant it to diss Trump and it's so flipped the other way. Oh, it was just
Well,
beautiful. Beautiful.
that's that whole sort of like thing of what goes viral and whatnot. Like the amount of times where they think it's an own, and all it does is gets loads of young people to be like, one, they think
Exactly.
Trump's hilarious. They see Trump, they think Trump's hilarious, which he is. Like that's one thing that I think you can not fake very easily. It's one
No.
of the things that has endeared me to him is that the dude likes to have a laugh,
But and he loves his country. And he loves
Yeah, and
his
you can make a
country.
joke, and you have the people that are fake, like the Gavin Newsoms, which I think
Ugh.
he would have that would have been a much more difficult, even though California is a basket case. I think that would have been that makes me wonder if Biden is in fact like either on our side or he wants Trump to win, because I think they kicked him out and they were going to do either a primary or shoehorn someone in that could actually win. And remember, he like came out, the tweet that was sent was apparently the first time he heard of it, that he was actually
Oh,
out of the
really? I
race
didn't
with
realize
he
that.
the well that's what like the rumors were going around at the time, was that like they told him this ultimatum and then that tweet went out, but like it wasn't from him, right? Like, well, I mean, it was coherent, but what was from him was when he came out and like said, oh, it's Kamala Harris has got my full support, and then they sort of had to go with her. I don't think, and she would have done it because I think she's like very much, she's dumb, but she's very much like power hungry, so she wants it, she deserves it. She's emptied out enough testicles to have deserved it, I think, in her mind.
You know,
So
there's no
like.
black in her. Have you been watching Candace Owens? They've gone right back. Her book, the people she's claiming are her
Well, she
grandparents,
did,
just
because
the
Willie
help.
Brown was in her.
Yeah, but they're just the help. They're just the help. The pictures in her book, so she's claiming they're her
But
grandparents.
I sort of think, I don't know, because like a Newsom would have been very difficult because he's very slick, right? Like I think he's dodgy as heck, and I don't like him, but he's very slick. Like Obama, he's very well spoken, and he's very good at manipulating people. That would have been the obvious choice for me, and we're very lucky that we've got this abject, like, just no
Whatever
mind
she
in
is.
charge.
Did you
So anyways, but
see the
like,
video I sent of her sounding like Foghorn Leghorn?
oh, there's
Joy
just so
cometh in the
many.
morning.
Yeah, there's so many
Oh
soundboards
my
now
God.
where you can, but
Cringe.
like it makes me wonder, like, yeah, like that would have been trickier. But going back to like the humor, like the Newsom can't do the humor, right? Because
Yeah.
he is like he is like an old-fashioned psychopath. Like, he's gonna say and act and sociopath to do things to manipulate people. But those people tend to not be funny. They're just very slick, right? Whereas Trump is like legit pretty hilarious, which I love that. And that brings my joy, is having a laugh. So it's interesting. It makes me wonder if, yeah, maybe patriots are in control, even though it sucked because, you know, my savings have gone down the toilet,
I
and
know. But they
I'm
couldn't
having
have
to,
done it
like,
quickly.
more
They
mortgage
couldn't have done
delivered
it
to
quickly.
pay.
They couldn't have
Yeah,
done
and
it
also there
quickly.
was that whole thing of the there was a very huge group of people that were ready to burn the country down in 2020 because they hated Trump so much, and they had been whipped up into this fervor, and you know, that wouldn't have gone down well, you know, if they had been perceived that he had stole the election, even though obviously it was the other way around. But like, I can see now that those same people, I just don't see them. Don't see him around. As you've seen, like, a lot of the black community are like, they're Trump boys now, because they're like, you know what? These guys are fucked, the guys that are running the country, right? So a lot of that anger isn't there. And people are starting to see that, like, you know, this guy's been persecuted more than anyone, and for like the most insane made up crimes. And it makes it hard for you to fight the man when you're very clearly the man, like, you're fighting for the man. Like,
Yeah.
it's very hard to make that argument that, like, he is the establishment and he has all the power, when, you know, they've been shooting him, arresting him, and all this sort of stuff, right? Then it would have to go back to whether they have, like, these, you know, terrorist cells and stuff set up, and that could be it, you
Yeah.
know, because we've got all these people coming in, doesn't mean we haven't got cells set up so that these people are then connecting to those cells, and who knows? So it could get very hairy. I'm saying from the American-born outrage that we saw in the leading up to 2020, the years there was a simmering, like, we were talking about it all the time then, you know. It
Yeah.
was there, and it was building up, right? There was a lot of anger. I'm not seeing any of that. So I think it would be coming from somewhere else, and that may be. But then, you know, maybe if they were the people that were in charge that got Diddy to, like, you know, that all coming out, there's a lot of things that have gone our way that shouldn't have.
Yeah.
You
Yeah.
know, on paper, if they were truly in control, these evil people, maybe it is that, like, you know, it's going to be handled, or at least we'll have the opportunity to handle it ourselves, and not get bamboozled or steamrolled. We'll see.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, there's a lot of guns in America, so we'll see.
Yeah, there
We'll
is.
see.
Well, I could see it going on all day. It's just like old times. And what I'm
It
hoping to
is.
do maybe on Wednesday, if at any point
Right.
I was thinking of having like a everybody who's been on this week, just
Right.
do a little round table of each of our
Okay.
thoughts of what had happened the night before and what's going on. I'll let you know. I mean, obviously we're
Yeah.
working Pacific time, Central
I'm
time,
sure
Eastern
the
time, and GMT. So if we can come to a time that suits everybody, maybe on Wednesday, Wednesday
The
Eve.
listeners can possibly hear me weeping softly in the background if things
Oh,
don't go well, because I'll be like, shit, I'm gonna have to sell my living now.
don't. I will be, no.
Yeah,
God's got this. Even you've got to think, if he doesn't get it, it's so there's going to be uproar and they're going to demand it and the repercussions.
some people say that for things to get better, they got to get worse, and
Thought
it
that's
could
what
get
we'd
a
just
whole
be
lot
living
worse.
in. I thought that's what,
Yeah.
isn't that where we are
Yeah.
now?
No, because we're not eating
Can't get
each
any
other yet.
worse.
You got to give it a couple more years. But yeah, I it, it if it doesn't go well, I physically can't. Like I said, with all these businesses, I know 10, 15 business owners that would literally just close down doors next week, because they've been just, you know, barely keeping by. They're not taking any money themselves. They're just making sure, like, that doesn't go on forever, right? Like, I'm wondering, on like a huge macro scale, like, how many people at least in this country, are like that are the type of people that are hiring and giving people jobs. Like, how many of those are just waiting? Like, please, let's. We need a break. You know, we need because it ain't there. It ain't there if this happens. But we'll see. It was great talking to you, Lou. Miss you. Did you hang up? I'm talking to myself. It's very quiet. Lou's crying. Anyways, this has been Liberty Tactics. We'll be back with you
Sugar, no, sorry, I've
another
just had a
day.
whole conversation on my own. I was on mute. Sorry. Before we go, Elon Musk, what are your thoughts? Because it's great he's going to see, but this implanting in people's heads and minds, and I don't
I
know,
don't
I'm
like any of the
twitchy.
implants. I don't want a robot in my house.
No.
But I'm also one of those people that is like, if you're freely able to not have it, I don't really care, right? And there is a lot of actual things that you could do with technology to help people, right? So like, I think he had a demonstration of being able to shut off pain receptors in people that have chronic, spinal injuries and stuff like that. And in those instances, that's a lot different than having Apple put a chip in so that you can scroll on Instagram in your mind, and then, they shut you down. I don't know. I'm not really going near it because right now it's everything that I've seen out of him. There's other things like he's had, the devil armor and all that stuff. So I don't know. All I know is, all I know is that since he's been on board big tech, a lot of big tech, and just not just like, the owners of these companies, but just the people that work in that, there's been like quite a large shift over to the right. And so that's very good because a lot of these people are very powerful, or they have like a lot of influence of being able to, and if that, and like there's Bezos and Zuckerberg, for instance, which have done a lot of evil. They seem to have been like lifting weights and getting some testosterone in the past couple of years, and suddenly their views are changing. So like, we've talked about this before, like the feminization of humanity is not an accident, and there's a very good social engineering reason for that, is that people that tend to have low testosterone that are weak, they are way more aligned with not just the left, but just any sort of authoritarian government in general. They want government to be their daddy, basically. And people that have got high testosterone and like, physically strong tend to be more in control of their own. It could be that they were reading our memes and sort of like all these memes about lifting weights and drinking raw milk. Maybe they took it on board and then their brains switched back to being like human. And I don't know. That's a big question. That's like a whole episode on its own. But I've not seen anything out of him that is certainly worse than the alternative. We know what the alternative is. You got the Soros's, you've got a lot of the big tech, like even Apple is super ridiculously far left, but they are starting to have some pushback. I think they saw a lot of these people maybe have seen just how anti-human and evil we were, the places we were going, and maybe they don't want to be that evil. They just want to be super powerful evil, Dr. Evil, instead of like destroying everything. I don't know. But from what I've seen of him, and X is far from perfect, but there is, it's a different ball game than it was 4 years ago. With
Yeah.
freedom of speech, there's still problems with it. I still know people that are banned on that platform, or getting banned from that platform still. But compared to what it was, it's light years ahead. So hopefully, it's something that is. It's all a work in progress, right? Like people don't. We're not going to change this overnight. Like I said, even if Trump wins and he gets in, and the House and the Senate are taken over, There's still wars going on. There's still, we've had decades of this anti-human progress that we've been marching towards. And even if the opposite becomes in charge by miracle, it's still going to take some time to undo that and sort of put the brakes on it. So I think it's important for us to not put our hopes, our eggs in one basket, and sort of expect everything to. I see this a lot on the right, where they'll see like, oh, Trump's pro-Israel, so like game over, man. And it's like, dude, like, do you think he would get anywhere if he was not pro-Israel? Like, you ain't getting anywhere. Like, you can't expect American politics to have been like so embroiled in that whole country since its inception. And definitely our political class, owned by much of them in AIPAC for decades, that it's going to switch and change overnight, right? Like, it's not going to happen. You have to be realistic, right? We just know that the alternative is definitely way worse. So yes, the lesser of two evils is totally acceptable, as long as you don't become evil and you're like, stick to your faith and your truth and everything, and hold them to account. But I've said many times, like, if Trump comes to power and he starts doing bullshit, I freaked out when it looked like he was good. That was one time that the press praised Trump, was when they thought he was going to go to war with Iran. I remember, like, it looked like he was going to bomb them, and I was like, oh man, he's just as bad as the rest. And very vocally, the MAGA Trump people were very vocal against it, and it never happened, right? So whether it was because of us, or he was never going to go into war,
Yeah.
and it was just sort of like a feint, you have to hold any politician accountable and try to. The
Absolutely.
problem is there is no accountability right now. So at least there will be some. So there is absolutely none right now. The amount of stuff that evil stuff that has happened, and none of these feds have lost their jobs or are in prison for
Oh, it's
lying
shocking.
repeatedly and election interference. None of that has happened, right? So baby steps. I'm okay with, if somebody wants to, they got a neurological problem, they're paralyzed and there's implants that can help them, okay. I don't, you can say everything can be used for evil, and God can also turn everything evil into things for good, right? So we'll see how that goes. But if it comes into 4 years that to vote you have to have a plant chip inside your head, that's a whole different matter, right? But I'd be happy with just showing voter ID. We'll see. We'll see.
Oh, James, all day.
Yes, but
Just like old times. Let's do this again. Maybe if you're about, let's try and get to a time that everyone can sort out. I don't mind staying up late,
that
but
sounds good.
let's do
It
one.
was great catching up. I'm going to go to a farmer's market with my family now
We'll
in
give the
my
kids a
beautiful
big
little
hug.
town.
Give them a
Will
hug
do.
and give
And
out a big
we
hug.
hope that everybody listening has a safe few next week. It could very well be hairy, but keep your head on a swivel. And if you are voting, just stay in line. Just one last thing. Like, there's a lot of these videos of like somebody trying to press a button and it doesn't work, right? And they're like, oh, duh. And that can be very negative. It can be energizing because it can make people be like, but it can be very negative for our side, because then how many people are going to stay home and be like, it's fixed anyways, I'm not going to vote.
Yeah,
You know,
that's
if we are
true.
going to win this thing, there is going to be fraud, dude. It's like even if we had the perfect system, there's going to be some fraud, right? You can't, but you have to make that fraud so one, apparent, but also two, impossible to beat. Like there can't be 500 million votes roll in, more people
Yeah.
than exist, right? So like you need to make just get out there, do it. And then if it ends up being fixed and it's the worst case scenario, you can at least say that plan of action of the whole democracy voting thing was played out to its end. You can't you can't be that one, because I know Brandon Rivera, who ran up against an incumbent Rhino in Texas. He's a gun tuber, and he is like pro America as you can get. And this guy just decided to run, and because he's a YouTuber, he had that extra traction. I forget the amount of votes that he lost by, but it was very small. It was either 34 or 340. Like, to come that close against a multi, like, well-backed, well-financed Rhino incumbent, out of nowhere. And how many people would have voted for him, but they were like, they were, too busy that day, or they didn't get around to it. And that would have been, one of the best patriots in the country in charge of an important house seat, right? So it's very important that, yes, it's rigged, yes, it's stacked against us, but we've also got better chance now than in 2016. And 2016 we came through, right? So
So do you think it's going to be
don't get discouraged.
are you going to do you think that it's going to be a win all round, the Senate and the House as well?
I would think it would have to be. The only time that it wasn't was
Well, sometimes
2020
it's
was very
mixed, one or the other, like a lot of the
well.
time, isn't
20,
it?
well, 2020. What you got in 2016 was it was House and Senate, but unfortunately, most of the Republicans were all scumbags anyway, so nothing much got done. 2020 was the exception where Republicans won big, except for the president. And that was probably because there was millions of ballots that were they were printing ballots so fast with just the president, just the president ticked off, Biden,
Well,
because that
Carrie
was their
Lake as
big
well,
thing.
she got done over, didn't she? Carrie Lake in Arizona.
Yeah, but like, just the numbers didn't make sense on that, because usually people just vote down the ticket, right? Like, that's RRR or DDD. Like, there's very little where you just vote for the president and then you don't bother to vote for the rest. Like, that's unusual. It can happen, but this was happening in the magnitudes. So we had this weird outcome where Republicans won quite a lot in 2020, but for some reason the president was not. And that was because probably all of these fake ballots that were mailed in, that was just the president ticked off, and that was it. So I think if Trump gets in, yeah, it's going to be across the board, probably pretty heavy majority. And it would be nice to have the House and the Senate. And then there's also a big thing where, Republicans or MAGA Republicans, whatever, they are very much unlike the Democrats, which seem to let their side do whatever it does. They Republicans really hold their people to the fire. So if they, if we can't get policy that everybody wants, all the Americans that voted these people in don't get what they want, they're going to hold them to the fire, which is what you should have. Like, if Democrats did that and held their elected officials to the fire when they do things that hurt, themselves, their constituents, then we wouldn't be in this. There would be some checks and balances. There's become this very sort of, so we'll see. But I would imagine that it would be, I don't know many people that were going to be voting one way and then Trump, as president, but Democrat everywhere else. It's, I think if we get out and vote, it's going to be
Red wave.
well, I don't want to use that, because we used that a
I
couple
know, I
times,
know,
and
I know, I know, I know, I
it was
know.
brutal,
Jinxing it.
but we'll see. Yeah. Anyway, I gotta go.
Brilliant. Okay,
I got
darling. Thank
family
you so.
to
You've got
take to
family
depart.
now. I know. My family's all
I
grown
know.
up.
They're all grown up.
Right.
Well,
Let's do this again. And regardless, even after Wednesday, I think we should do a little catch up, maybe once a month or once every couple of months, because I miss you. And you're so
I
far
miss
away
you too.
now. Hopefully, I'm going to get over
I
to
know.
see you very soon in the spring.
Yeah, we need to get
But
you a cowboy hat and some boots.
we do. And a nice, manly
And a nice
patriot.
manly American. Yeah. Well, there's plenty of them.
Great. Well, that's
Anyways,
it. God
goodbye,
bless. Go away. I
everyone.
love you loads. We miss
Love
you.
you guys. Okay,
Bye.
take it easy.
Bye-bye. Oh, I've got goose pimples. So that was my James Britpod. If you want to go back and have a look at some of the shows we did at the past, we covered Bilderberg. We were there every single day from 8 in the morning at that gate. The majority of the photographs that came out of Bilderberg. 2013 were from Liberty Tactics. We were there on the ground. We were doing live streaming with Max Kaiser. It was so many people there. We interviewed David Icke just before he came down and spoke at the whole Fringe Festival that The Guardian tried to put on. The story for another day. Anyway, if you like what we're doing and you feel led to support us, we'd very much appreciate it. You can buy us a coffee. That's it. I'm going to be back later on today. That was one of two interviews that I'm doing. libertytactics.co.uk. Keep safe and God bless.